Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Having great credit scores actually doesn't mean anything. You can have scores over 700 and still be denied for financing. Let's learn why in this episode. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. So we have a new customer who signed up for our services today on April 26th. And one of the things that I initially wondered, just like most people, when you see these credit scores, so this customer have credit scores well above 700 or a little above 700. And many may ask, why is this person enrolling into a credit repair service if they have 700 credit scores? So this is something that I see a lot, and a lot of people wonder, well, why is this person enrolling when they have 700 credit scores? Or, you know, I have a 600 credit score. My goal is to get to a 700. So I tell a lot of people, stop worrying about credit scores. Start worrying about what's on your actual reports. So there's two things we can learn about this particular customer here. So we have a customer with 700 credit scores and they're enrolling into our service, which means they have negative items reporting to their credit report and it's stopping them from being approved for financing. You know, depending on if they're trying to buy a house, a car, or just trying to apply for your average credit cards that's out there. So there's two things we can learn from this. One is do not focus on credit scores. I say this all day long. A lot of people, like I said earlier, they have 650, 600 credit scores, and they're like, oh man, I need to get to a 700. That does not mean you can get approved for financing. The way your scores are calculated is by how many positive accounts you have and how many negative accounts you have. So this particular customer here, as you can see right down here, they have 6 negative accounts on Equifax, 7 negative accounts on TransUnion, and let's see, 8 negative accounts on Experian. However, they have just as many or more positive accounts, which means their positive credit history or positive payment history is overweighing or overriding these negative accounts that are reporting to her credit reports. So the second thing you can learn from this is just because you have a 700 credit score does not mean you're being approved for financing, meaning your credit reports shows what's actually reporting to your credit report. So like I said earlier, if I had a 750 credit score and I have 100,000 positive accounts and I may have some recent late payments, well, that's going to stop me from being approved for financing. You know, if I'm trying to get a mortgage loan or buy a vehicle, if I have late payments within this 12-month period or within the last 12-month period, then I may not be eligible for financing. So I like to break it down like this. If you really want to focus on credit scores and you only want to look at your scores to determine if you're eligible enough to be approved, then you want to go by these rules here. You want to have an 800 plus credit score. That means you have perfect credit. You have perfect credit history. Your scores are established, which means you have both types of credit, revolving and installment. And then there's zero negative accounts on your credit history. And then you also have long credit history. So you're not going to get into the 800s. Even if you have a perfect credit report with zero late payments, you're still not going to get into the 800s unless you have long credit history, which means you had an account open for 10 plus years, such as like a mortgage loan or something, or an old credit card that you never closed out. So 8 to 10 plus years of positive credit history. If you're somewhere in the 700s, you may have a perfect credit report. However, your accounts aren't as established, which means you haven't had them for very long. So although you have zero late payments, zero collection accounts, even zero hard inquiries on there, if that matters, you're still not going to beat into the 800s if you don't have 8 to 10 plus years of credit history on your reports. If you're in the 600s, you probably have high credit card utilization. You probably have a few late payments, a few collection accounts that's on there, one or two charge-off accounts if you're somewhere in the 600 range for your credit scores. And then if you are in the 500s or below, then you really need some help. You have multiple charge-offs, multiple collections, multiple late payments. A lot of hard inquiries and very, very, very high credit card utilization. And you also may not have both types of credit. You may only have revolving accounts or you may only have installment accounts. So if you really want to focus on credit scores that way, then don't even apply for something unless you're 780 and above as far as looking at your scores. But like I said, if you don't want to focus on scores and you really want to focus on what's on your reports, then pay attention to the negative accounts that's preventing you from being approved for financing. If you also want to wonder what your credit scores are around or look at what's on your actual credit reports, you can come over here to sturgiscreditrepair.com. When you first come to the website, you're going to be directed to the home page here. If you go to the top subtitle that says Credit Building Products, you can scroll down all the way to the bottom of the page until you see our little credit monitoring service here. So it's only $1 to get started. It's going to show you all three credit scores, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And it's also going to show you your three bureau reports showing what's on your credit reports and what may be affecting you from being approved for financing. So most of your cell phone credit monitoring apps do not show you your actual credit reports. Secondly, it doesn't show you all three scores. It may only show you one bureau or two bureaus. I know for a fact Credit Karma only shows Equifax and TransUnion. Capital One has their own credit monitoring service called CreditWise. I believe theirs only uses TransUnion. And then you have the Experian app. Theirs only shows Experian, of course, unless you pay like $15 or $30 a month to get all three bureaus, when you can just pay $1 here and get all three credit scores and then look at your reports as well. So I hope this episode taught anyone out there that's just, only focusing on their credit score and not focusing on what's actually reporting to their reports, because they can be highly disappointed if they're denied for financing just because they thought their credit scores were good. So if you have any questions regarding anything I said in this episode, definitely reach out to us at Sturgis Credit Repair. You can email us info@sturgiscreditrepair.com or call us at 225-243-9700 and press option 1. Thank you and stay tuned for the next episode. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.